Well, I don't know whether it's Easter or whether it's the big event coming up this week, but Annie Dugan is a hopping this morning. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hi, Lisa. We are going to hop this weekend for the Art for Earth Day Gallery Hop. It is like the big, it's the big event of the year for all of the galleries in town. I think there's almost 12 that are participating this year. There's going to be, in addition to seeing great art, there's going to be classes as well. So the Armory, the Tweed, UMD, DAI, Lizard, Seavies, Waters, Lake Superior Art Class, Art Doc, Washington Studios are all having shows up and available to see. And I'm just going to give you a few highlights. The big one that I love is UMD always does a big open house for their students. So they have a open studios. All the art students show off the work that they've been working on. They usually have hands-on activities. And then the Tweed, of course, has the opening of their student exhibition that day as well. So definitely go up and see what's going up on the hill. Washington Studios has a show called Art Can, and the Rambler Art Truck is going to be there, so that'll be great. And then Seavies has a celebration of bees, so they're having all sorts of art that includes art about bees. Pat Thomas is a local insect photographer. Think of that. You have the luxury of shooting, of being able to photograph dogs.
I actually photograph Pat Thomas's dog.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. He can photograph your insects.
It's perfect. It's
an exciting program. Lizards is having a gallery show called Mother Earth, and it features artists, mostly female artists, who are celebrating our environment. Lake Superior Art Class. Dan Neff has been such a phenomenal force in our community. He is, in addition to being an amazing artist, he's also got an amazing personality. And he has taken over the glass studios at the Armory, as well as having his studio downtown at Lake Superior Art Glass. So there'll be two shows. The Lake Superior Art Glass show is going to be It's Your Planet with the Y in parentheses. So it's sort of a neat language play because it is our planet as well as your planet. So it's all work that talks about water, it talks about the earth, and then at the Armory, he's going to have hands-on classes. So there's something absolutely mesmerizing about watching glass art being made. I mean, it's sort of, there's this big thing a while ago with whisper videos. I feel the same thing with glass videos. It's entrancing. It just can take you to, it's meditative to watch. So watching it live in person is going to be even better. So that's sort of a few of the highlights. It's 11 to 5. There's maps at all of those galleries. So if you stop at one gallery, you can pick up a map and see all of the rest. The Duluth Art Institute is opening two new shows this week. One is called Lest We Forget. It's fiber collages based around a gentleman named Fred Amran and his memories of being an immigrant after the Holocaust, being an immigrant in America after the Holocaust. And then Joe Klander is displaying his work in a new solo show called Strong Man, and it's basically arts and crafts and Arnold Schwarzenegger. So let your imagination play with that as well. And I don't want to forget Friday. Friday, there is Andrew Perfetti runs the Goin Postal at in Superior. And this is sort of like it is a post shop, so you can mail packages and get, stamps and whatnot there. But he also is just really plugged in and has been an anchor for the Superior art scene. And there, he has regular shows, a couple times a year called Goin Postal, and it's a community of artists who have been showing there for quite some time. And the one coming up this Friday they've been on a hiatus for a while, but they're back at it this Friday, and I'm really excited to see what they've got going on. Ed Newman is a big part of that. He, of course, writes quite a bit about art, so look out for what he has to say about it as well. So hop, hop, hop along and enjoy some art.
Yeah, and thousands, of course, of things to do this week. And the nice thing is that all of the art is sort of organized this week, and there's a map. And if you're, like, very systemic in your approach, systematic, rather, in your approach to how you view art, there's a starting point you can select and a finishing point you can select, and you can just make sure you get everything in between.
Absolutely.
All right, Annie. Thanks a million. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is the curator and the executive director of the Duluth Art Institute and our guest host for Where's Art right here on Northland Morning.